As the machine slowly took us through the hot and damp cornfields, I kept thinking about how much I wanted to be back home, or honestly doing anything else. The hour and a half fields made all of us think this way. I can't think of anyone who wanted to tassel for any reasons besides money, actually. Which for me is how I thought about everything. All that I would think about when I was detasseling was the paycheck, but I got so much more than the money. It took me almost getting fired to realize that, though. When I was on the bus to go to the fields, I was feeling nothing but a childlike excitement for what I was going to do. My friend Daniel and I would talk on the way about what we're going to spend our money on after we're done. But that was almost a year ago, and now when I think about those endless cornfields, all I feel is the regret and also nostalgia. I regret that I quit, and I regret not doing my best at it. The nostalgia is one of the best feelings that I can have. That distinct smell of the early morning dew, or the muddy shoes, or the taste of those mediocre ham and cheese sandwiches that we all ate for our lunch. The sound of everyone on the bus either yelling or minding their own business, just looking out the window. All of that takes me back, and it's like I'm there again, tearing tassels off all that dumb corn. All of it was so fun, but at the time I couldn't figure it out. I feel like there were a lot of life lessons learned on those fields that I think a lot of people, especially Iowans, could relate to having it be cornfields. Having those lessons be making new friends or how to get a good work ethic, but either way it was worth it. I remember one conversation I had with my buddy. It went something like, "Hey, I'm gonna faint so I can get on the bus a little earlier so I can get a break, or at least an earlier break for today." No way in hell you're actually gonna do that. Bro, if they find out that you faked it just to get on the bus, you're gonna get in deep trouble or even fired. Whatever, I hate this. I hope they find out. Maybe they'll fire me. I don't really care. Unfortunately, that was the last time I talked to my friend. I never thought to ask him for a snap or a number, but he, quote-unquote, fainted, and someone heard us talking about it, and they told. Just so you guys know, though, he's not dead. We just go to different schools. I never see him. But because of this, I learned my favorite life lesson from detasseling and him getting fired. The lesson I took from that was to just keep pushing through all the bad things, because a lot of them will help you in the end, just like detasseling. I thought it was bad. If I would have pushed through, I would have got a better paycheck, and it would have been better for me in the end.